ball today, but he never mentioned losing it. Goofy Cal probably doesn't even know he dropped it yet. I get up, pull out the letter, and read it again and again. Then I tear a piece of paper from last year's math notebook and write a letter to Wayne. I tell him all the things Cal and I are doing. I tell him about Kate getting her driver's license, his mom's roses, and Zachary Beaver coming to town. I tell him that the ladybugs haven't arrived yet and that we ate Bahama Mama snow cones at Wiley Womack's stand and thought of him. I tell him all these things and more. And then I sign, "Sincerely, your brother, Cal."
Toby just signed the letter to Wayne with Cal's name, not his own. I wonder what that's about. I think that Toby knows that Wayne would prefer a letter from Cal. So, in a way, signing Cal's name is a nice thing for Toby to do for Wayne. Let's continue in the middle of page 78, where it reads, "A few minutes pass."
A few minutes pass, and I hear Dad snoring down the hall. Holding my shoes, I walk down the stairs and try to keep the steps from creaking. Outside, I get on my bike and ride to the mailbox in front of the post office before heading to the lake. It's cool, and the breeze feels good against my face. I open my mouth, wishing I could swallow enough air to lift me like a hot air balloon and carry me away from this stinking town. At the lake, I jump off my bike, run up to the water, and lie sprawled flat on the grass, looking up at the millions of stars and the full moon. The moon reminds me of times when I was 5 or 6 and couldn't fall.